Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4524.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
My brother is probably the most significant person in my life. He is quite a bit older than I am, but he's really smart, he's really hardworking, and whenever I have problems with anything, I just know that like he would be able to get through it, so I tell myself I would be able to too.
What do you aspire to be?
Probably just a family man when I'm older. I'd like to have a job, have a good family, and I think that's what's going to make me happy.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I think I'm doing pretty well so far. I'm a student right now, and I work hard. I don't know what else to say about this. Sorry.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
My brother and I are the first people in our family who were born in the U.S., so growing up we've had a lot of influence from both American and Chinese, and I think it's turned out for the better because I can really identify with both cultures.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? And if so, how did you develop this attribute?
Well, at school, I'm kind of putting a lot of work into both science and music, so all the music kids know me as a scientist, and all the scientists know me as the music guy, and I think that's pretty cool. I've been a big fan of both of them since I was really little. I've played violin since I was in first grade, I think.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I really like it when people are open-minded because what I've noticed is like most disagreements come from just one person not understanding the other person, and if you can be open-minded, I feel like that would solve a lot of problems.
What quality do you like best in yourself and what do you like least?
I think I'm pretty open-minded most of the time. I guess that sounds a little egotistical with the last question. But I'm pretty good at making friends. That's pretty good. What do I like the least? I get a little anxious or obsessive about just little things at home, but I can cover those up when I'm with people usually.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Growing up, they always emphasized being polite and treating everyone equally, so I'd really like to see that in my own kids.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Just being with them is great. I guess we go on vacation stuff now, but like, it's all the same to me. I just like being with them.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I really liked playing outside when I was a kid. And I still do. I love going camping and stuff like that. And it's a lot of fun.
What is your favorite book, and what types of books do you enjoy?
My favorite book would be Catcher in the Rye. And I like lots of different books. Mostly fiction. I don't read too much nonfiction, but I like a bunch of different kinds.
What was the last book you read, movie you saw, or sporting event you attended?
Last book I read was Catch-22. I can't remember the last movie I saw. It might be Harold and Kumar, but I'm not too sure. And last sporting event was football game at college.
What do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
Playing violin is probably my biggest hobby. I used to play video games a lot, but I've mostly stopped this year. I love hanging out with my friends.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced, and its impact on you.
Going into college was pretty significant for me. I mean, it was the first time I've been away from home in I finally realized, like, I have total control of everything that happens now.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
Well, recently I saw a couple interviews with Dave Chappelle on YouTube, and he's a really funny guy, so I think that would be a lot of fun.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and if so, in what way?
Oh, there's plenty of classical music that just makes me feel fantastic when I listen to it, but I guess recently in one of my chemistry classes, we learned about this thing called the two-slit experiment, where if you do the experiment, you get a certain set of results, but if you observe the experiment while you do it, you get a completely different set of results, and that it's pretty crazy. That's pretty cool, I think.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? And if so, describe this moment and your percepts about it.
At one point last year, first year of college, I just thought I was the only person in the whole dorm, in the whole college. I just like didn't know what was going on, but then I realized nobody has any idea what's going on. Like, everyone's just trying to get through.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Sleeping.
Where would you like to be the most?
At home, with my friends.
What is your approach to life?
Just let things happen. Everything will be alright in the end.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? And how did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
It was probably middle school. I kind of got bullied a little, and I was just kind of sad for those 2 years, but got through it. Now looking back on it, like, I guess I'm glad I had the experience just so I know what it's like. And, well, I'm not a bully now. I know it's better. I can be better than that.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
A couple of my friends and I, we like to go urban exploring, and like it's always great just to see places that most people haven't seen, and just to climb things. I don't know. Yeah, it's just a blast.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Monopoly.
What is your favorite dinner?
Not too big into... Well, I'm sure I like eating, but I kind of regard eating as more of a chore than something I actually enjoy. But just, I guess if I'm eating with my friends, it'll be pretty good.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
Last year in the dining halls, we kind of pulled this prank where we stole the ice cream machine and put it in the laundry room for a week. That was fun.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Shower.
When did you first become interested in the field you're studying right now?
In 10th grade, I had a really great chemistry teacher, and that's what influenced me.
What are your plans upon graduation?
I'm probably gonna look for work at some kind of engineering company, but I think about going to grad school as well.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
Well, I can choose any career, can't I? I chose chemical engineering.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing with work, family, or travel?
I'd just like to have a stable job. I don't have to have a high salary, just enough to support a family. Travel. I'd like to go somewhere different to vacation, like every year, every other year or something. I think that'd be really cool. I'd like to just hang out with my family.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Anything except dinner and a movie. That's too cliche, but as long as the conversation's good and there's something there, anything could happen.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
I'd like them to be pretty stable. Like, the couples that I see where they're just always with each other and, like, can't function without each other, I don't want to turn into that, and I don't want my significant other to be like that either.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
Tell her I love her.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I thought it'd be a cool thing to try, and it pays pretty well.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4524.